Hello everyone, welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. The title of today's message is, Who is Jesus? And it's part 3. Today we're going to continue with the series that looks for answers to that really important question, Who is Jesus? There have always been many human opinions about who Jesus is. And these opinions can confuse us. And they can hinder us as we seek to find and to follow Jesus. So we're looking to the Bible for answers that we can trust. In the first part of the series, we saw Jesus as the Word. And we responded, My Lord and my God. Then we saw Jesus as the Lamb of God. And we responded by trusting him fully with our sin, for forgiveness, for reconciliation with God, and for freedom from both the penalty and the power of sin. Today, we will see Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Jesus declared himself to be the Good Shepherd in a conversation with some Pharisees. Jesus rebuked these religious leaders for their bad leadership of God's people. And then he used the ways of a shepherd to illustrate how he leads. The analogy of a shepherd would have been well known to those who heard Jesus. The Pharisees in particular would have been very familiar with this illustration. For example, King David had famously written what we now know as Psalm 23, which begins, The Lord is my shepherd. And very importantly, God had spoken of his appointed leaders as shepherds. The prophet Ezekiel had delivered a powerful rebuke to the religious leaders of his day. Here is some of what God said through his prophet. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 1 to 5. I'll read all texts from the New Living Translation. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds, the leaders of Israel. Give them this message from the Sovereign Lord. What sorrow awaits you shepherds who feed yourselves instead of your flocks? Shouldn't shepherds feed their sheep? You drink the milk, wear the wool, and butcher the best animals, but you let your flocks starve. You have not taken care of the weak. You have not tended the sick or bound up the injured. You have not gone looking for those who have wandered away and are lost. Instead, you have ruled them with harshness and cruelty. So my sheep have been scattered without a shepherd, and they are easy prey for any wild animal. After rebuking the shepherds of Israel, the Lord then promised that he would step in and he would become a true shepherd to his people. Ezekiel chapter 34 from verse 11. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search and find my sheep. I will be like a shepherd looking for his scattered flock. I will find my sheep and rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on that dark and cloudy day. I will bring them back home to their own land of Israel from among the peoples and nations. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel and by the rivers and all the places where people live. Yes, I will give them good pasture land on the high hills of Israel. There they will lie down in pleasant places and feed in the lush pastures of the hills. I myself will tend my sheep and give them a place to lie down in peace, says the Sovereign Lord. I will search for my lost ones who strayed away, and I will bring them safely home again. I will bandage the injured and strengthen the weak. A good shepherd takes good care of his sheep. The leaders were supposed to have led like good shepherds, but they had failed dismally. So the Lord said that he would step in and be that shepherd. He would seek out the lost and rescue them. He would gather them to himself and take care of them, restoring the wounded and the weak. Does this mission sound at all familiar to you? Here's something that Jesus said that makes so much sense in the context of this prophetic promise, recorded in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. I wonder how many people who heard these words of Jesus were picturing a good shepherd, seeking out the lost, saving them, rescuing them from their sorry situation. The promised shepherd had come. So here are Jesus' words to those religious leaders who he had rebuked for their failure. John chapter 10 from verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me, just as my Father knows me and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them in also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. Perhaps some of the leaders remembered Ezekiel's words. They were hearing them again. They had failed as shepherds. They were behaving like hired hands who did not care about the sheep. They had put themselves first and had neglected the sheep. So Jesus had come, the good shepherd. He would not abandon the sheep. He would lay down his life for the sheep. He would seek out the scattered, wounded, weak, and weary sheep from all over the earth and tend one great flock as their shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is the shepherd of all who would believe in him and follow him. Now this text tells us some wonderful things about the way Jesus tends his sheep. Firstly, it tells us that Jesus rarely cares for his sheep. In fact, he loves his sheep deeply. John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Jesus loves us enough to lay down his life for us. He doesn't desert us when we are threatened by proverbial wolves. He stands between us and the wolves. He fights for us. So, as we recognize Jesus as the good shepherd, we recognize that he loves us deeply. He has proved his love for us by laying down his life to rescue us from sin. And he still loves us this much. So when you're feeling unloved, remember this. Jesus is the good shepherd, your shepherd. He loves you deeply. Secondly, this text tells us that Jesus builds a relationship with his sheep. Verse 14 of our text in John 10. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. I don't know if you've worked for a horrible boss, but Jesus isn't like some bosses who just sit in an office and have no idea what's going on in the lives of their staff. Jesus is a shepherd, the good shepherd. He knows you. He knows what's happened, and he knows what's happening in your life. And he doesn't just know, we've just learned that he cares. He loves you, and he knows you. You know, if you come and talk to me about a situation, I need you to tell me what's going on so that I don't misunderstand you. But when you talk to Jesus, you don't have to explain what's going on. He understands completely. So when you feel misunderstood or unnoticed, remember this. Jesus knows his sheep. And Jesus didn't stop at, I know my sheep. He went on, and they know me. Sheep get to know their shepherd. They get to know his voice. So when sheep hear the shepherd call, they follow him because they know him and they trust him. Jesus didn't sit in his office in heaven and send us a message. He came to earth. He came to us to make himself known. He has told us a great deal about himself because he wants us to know him. He invites each of us into a relationship with him, to become his followers, to be sheep who follow the good shepherd. It's been said that Jesus doesn't invite us into a religion. He invites us into a relationship. He invites us to get to know him so that we can be with him, so that we can follow him on his mission. Let me close with a practical question. How do you and I respond to Jesus as the Good Shepherd? I would suggest three things. Firstly, let's be secure in his loving care. You know, sheep are largely defenseless against predators. So it's no surprise that they are naturally nervous creatures and easily frightened. They need a shepherd to take care of them. Now, you and I live in difficult and dangerous times, with many threats that are beyond our control. So it's not surprising if we feel a bit like a sheep at times. When we feel vulnerable or threatened or frightened, let's remember that the Good Shepherd is perfectly capable of taking care of us. Let's be secure in his loving care. Secondly, let's get to know him. A young lamb will take some time to get to know the shepherd. In the same way, it takes you and I time to get to know the good shepherd. Remember, relationships require effort. We need to make time and to make an effort to get to know Jesus. Some of the things we can do are reading his words and ways in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We can reflect on these words and ways, think about them, get to understand how he thinks, his words, his ways. We can spend time in prayer to seek to be with him in his presence. And we can obey him as we think that we are hearing his voice. The more we invest in this relationship, the better we will get to know the Good Shepherd and hear his voice. Thirdly, lastly, we can learn to follow him. A shepherd knows the right places and the right times for things like eating, drinking, resting. As his sheep trust him and follow him, He leads them into those places at the right times, so they are fed, watered, rested, and protected. In the same way, you and I need to trust Jesus and to follow him so that we can be in the right place at the right time. You know, some people say that they trust Jesus, but truth be told, they don't follow him. They go where they want to go, not where Jesus is going. And then they wonder why they feel lost, why wolves attack them. Friends, we need to stop running off on our own ways, or the ways of society around us. And we need to learn to follow the Good Shepherd. Let me summarize in conclusion. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and we are his sheep. He loves us deeply. He proved this by coming to earth and by going to the cross for us. He knows us intimately, better than we know ourselves. And he makes himself known to us so that we can know him and follow him. Because Jesus is the Good Shepherd, we can be secure in his loving care. We can build a relationship with him, and we can learn to follow him. May we learn and know the Lord as the Good Shepherd, and truly live as the sheep of his flock. Amen.